Welcome to the Lean Solutions Podcast, where we discuss business solutions to help listeners develop and implement action plans for true lean process improvement. I am your host, Patrick Adams. Hello and welcome to the Lean Solutions Podcast. Today's podcast is actually being recorded live in Traverse City, Michigan at the Michigan Lean Consortium annual event. It's been an amazing event. We are just wrapping up the final day, and we had some great takeaways, some great nuggets. Everyone was really engaged, excited. It was an in-person event. Obviously, many people were very excited about that, and I think that made the difference for sure. I was also able to attend a few of the keynotes and breakout sessions, and my main takeaway came from Rich Sheridan of Menlo Innovations, who I have I've been out to Menlo a number of times with Rich, and talked with him, on many occasions. Our team's been out there. We've done both the virtual and the in-person tour. And one of the takeaways that I walked away with from his keynote was identifying who the people are that you serve, and then talking about what it takes to delight them. Just a simple challenge from Rich. And for me personally, I'm walking away from this event, and I'm going to take that challenge to heart. I'm going to really think about those individuals that we serve, and think about how we can add more delight to your lives. So I was able to sit down and talk with many individuals from the event, some of the speakers, some of the participants, and I asked them some of their best takeaways, their nuggets, the action items that they're walking away with, things that they can apply right away. And I want to make sure that I shared that with all of you, because I think it's important that we, if you weren't able to make it in person, it's important that we are able to listen and hear some of the things that are happening and the learnings that are coming out of some of these amazing conferences. So MLC did an amazing job. I'm looking forward to next year. But here you go. Listen to these interviews and enjoy. All right, I am with Dave Kippen from ADM. And Dave, you actually have been kind of behind the scenes of the MLC event this year. A lot of planning, a lot of setup. You've been flying around kind of like a chicken with your head cut off a bit.
Yeah.
How's it been? Yeah. How do you feel like the flow of the event, the participation? What's your overall feeling?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, after 2 years of fits and starts of do we do a virtual conference, do we not? We decided to make the call all in on in-person, right?
Yeah, love it.
And so we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what the turnout would be. We didn't know how many volunteers we could get. And it's actually been better than expected,
yeah,
I think, overall.
Great turnout.
Yeah.
And everybody that I've talked to has said the same thing, that the engagement level, the excitement, there's just such a big difference between virtual versus in-person.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you guys made that decision.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm excited to be here myself.
Yeah.
What do you feel like for the event itself? Were there any highlights that you felt, anything in particular that kind of stood out to you as, a really good takeaway?
Yeah, that's why I come to these, you know, those gold nuggets and the energizers. I was thinking about that this morning on the walk over. The focus from the keynote speakers and a lot of the active learning session speakers on respect for people.
Mm-hmm.
We say that all the time,
right,
and we know it's a core tenant, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
right.
Right.
But as it was framed recently with the staffing issues, not being able to hire, you know, all those things, how important that is now. And then to go back to the principles behind why you believe in that.
Yeah.
I think I heard that theme over and over and over again. And so that's what I wrote down in my notebook to take back and share with my team.
Oh, that's great. That's such an important concept. And, you know, to your point, you do hear it often, especially if you're in the lean world, right? You hear that often, but there's a big difference between saying it and actually doing it, right? And we talked a lot about that, especially now with, you know, a lot of the issues that we have, you know, with hiring or being able to maintain employees. It's definitely more important now than, I mean, it's always been important,
yes,
but you know what I mean. So that's good. What about your session? You did a session. I actually had a few people that said your session was just amazing.
Wow.
So tell me,
I got somebody fooled.
Yeah, no. So tell me a little bit about mindfulness and what you talked about during your session.
Yeah, you know, I've been on my mindfulness journey now for, you know, 6 or 7 years, for lots of reasons we could get into over a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I was learning mindfulness on that journey, I started to see more and more crossovers between a mindfulness journey and a continuous improvement journey. Mm-hmm. To the point where I felt like I had to start sharing this with people. Like, those, the tenets in mindfulness and what we believe in continuous improvement support each other so well.
Right.
And I think not only support, I think can embellish or improve each other. And so it's fun to teach it. It's fun to share it. And I think if people can walk away with one or two, again, gold nuggets, that can either help them improve their mindfulness journey through lean leadership or improve their lean leadership through mindfulness, I don't care which way it goes. I think that's going to be a win, win for everybody.
So if you could summarize your presentation on mindfulness one or two points, what would they be?
There's three big crossovers that I talk about. The first one is presence. So in mindfulness, you really learn about what is true presence, the raw data of the current moment, right? Not the past, not the future, right now. And so when you think about lean, all we really care about is what's happening right now. Go to the Gemba. Go see what's the real data telling us. So a big crossover there. Second one is equanimity, so non-judgment. Is anything really good or bad? Is the red X up on your daily management board bad, or is it good? And so to really get us thinking about that. And then the third one, transience. Everything comes and goes.
Yeah.
We could get real deep. I mean, we're going to come and go. Our favorite jobs have come and gone. This terrible A3 you just finished is going to come and go. We talked a lot this week about running the experiment, and to me that ties or lines up perfectly with transience.
No, those are three powerful points. I'm sorry that I had to miss your session now. I got to pick up and catch it the next time. But thank you, Dave, for all the work that you do with MLC, and obviously this event in itself has a lot to do with the volunteers like yourself that helped to put it on, so thank you.
Well, I'll bounce that back. You've been a huge supporter of the MLC for as long as I can remember, and you were a big part of this conference too, my friend. You made it what it is, so thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Dave.
You got it.
All right. Okay, this is Derek Camilleri from Hemlock Semiconductor. And Derek, you were an attender of the annual conference this year. Is this your first time, or have you been here in the past?
This is my first time coming up. Hemlock Semiconductor's sent people up in the past, and so some people recommended it, and this is my first chance to come.
All right, so what did you think, being a first-timer?
I was very impressed. I loved it all. I was just a little bit skeptical, not with the conference, but with the industry I come from, how much I would be able to find to glean the information off. But I was very impressed with all the topics seemed pretty relevant.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me what you think. Let's talk about maybe the keynotes first. What were your thoughts on Mark and Ken today, Rich yesterday? Any takeaways from there?
The keynotes were one of my favorite parts. Those guys were definitely very well-spoken, well-prepared, and had had topics that were good for just about anyone to listen to. And just overall with the conference, I definitely learned a lot of lean things. But the keynotes and the breakout sessions really kind of looked at leadership type of things as well. So something that was definitely applicable to all industries.
Perfect. And so were you able to find some takeaways for your industry from the event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And I had a pretty decent lean background here, so learned about some new tools, and then definitely, like I said, the leadership minded learnings will be very applicable.
Perfect. Anything that for our listeners, any what's one nugget that you would say you took away today that you can apply right away when you get back?
I had a whole bunch of notes that I highlighted and underlined a bunch of, but I guess just to pick one, I think it was in Richard's keynote the other day, he was talking about there's a difference between bosses and leaders, and I'm not a boss, a manager, a supervisor, or any of that stuff, but I can definitely still be a leader. So I think that was a good one.
Very good. Well, thanks for being here, and I appreciate the quick interview.
I had a lot of fun. It was nice to meet you, and thanks for having me on.
All right. All right, I am with Deborah Leventrosser, and she is actually the founder of the Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference. Is that correct?
I'm the founder of the Michigan Lean Consortium.
Yes, that's correct.
And the conference was one of the events that we started to do, 13 years ago.
We
missed 2 years because of COVID.
Yes, well, I, love it. It's great. So much value being given out to so many. Oh, it's been great.
I sure hope so. It was for me this year. I actually got to sit in on some of the active learning sessions, which I don't normally have time to do. But I said this year I'm just going to make time to do it.
Right.
And they were great.
That's amazing. And your opener was great yesterday. A lot of energy and excitement to get people going.
Thank you.
What do you think has been, as far as this event goes, what do you think are maybe some highlights of the event itself this year?
Well, I think for me personally, it was great to just see people again in person.
Absolutely.
And the people that I know already, it was like seeing family again. It's almost like I was telling somebody earlier. It's like when you have a girlfriend and you don't talk to them very often, but when you do, it's just you pick up right where you left off.
Sure.
And you know you're going to be friends with them forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing here. It's like you see, like, you don't see some of these people very often, but when you do, it's like, oh my gosh, we get to spend like 2 days together. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. We pick up right where we left off. So that's definitely number one.
Yes.
Number two, I would say, was the mindfulness active learning session.
Yes.
And I love anything Dave Kippen talks about, any session he ever does.
Right.
I'm there.
Agreed.
So that was personally for me very, very helpful in just an introspective way.
Yeah. What were a couple of takeaways from the mindfulness event?
Slow down and don't overreact.
Okay.
Try to keep your heart rate down and think about things in a calm manner.
Yeah.
And understand that nothing is permanent.
Mm.
Even good things
aren't
permanent,
that's
you know?
Right.
But bad things pass.
Sure.
It's going to pass, you know?
Sure.
There's a country song that says, if you're going through hell, keep on going.
Right.
Because, you know, don't slow down.
Right, right.
Like, go faster to get through it.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was a great session.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
And if there's just one thing that you want people to take away from this event this year, what would it be?
To come to the 2023 conference.
I like it.
Which we are not sure exactly where it's going to be, but we did do a vote, and the majority of people want it to stay in Traverse City. But I think next year is going to be even bigger, better, and a little bit different.
Okay.
And join the MLC. There's
okay.
so many different levels of membership.
Yeah.
We bring so much value in so many different ways through communities of practice and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get to meet authors, famous people, and just other people in your industry to share lessons learned and best practices with. So,
and if someone was interested to join the MLC, where would they go to find
MichiganLean.org. MichiganLean.org. Contact me, Deborah Leventrasser. I'm on LinkedIn. Contact any of the board members. Just go to MichiganLean.org. And you'll find everything there that you need.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you again for what you guys do, and I appreciate the event very much.
And I do want to plug lean, nutritious eating. So go vegan.
I like it. Okay. Thank you. All right. I am with Chad Bereither with the Bereither Group Consulting. And you're actually in the booth across from us, Chad. And it's been great to get to know you. We're connected on LinkedIn, obviously, but it's been great to get to know you. You're also a sponsor of the event this year. Can you tell us just a little bit about your consulting group, what you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So we're focusing in continuous improvement and lean, as would make sense for this conference, but really trying to engage organizations to enable them to make, you know, those first steps and then hopefully sustainable steps into continuous improvement.
Very nice. And what's been your experience so far with the MLC conference?
It's been great. So I've been a member through organizations in the past, and now being an independent consultant, it's been great to reinvest in what's going on here. It's been really a significant takeaway for me to think about, you know, early on in your lean journey, you're probably really focused on tools and application and the analysis portion. And there's a common thread I'm noticing through all this, more of driving back to principles and values of lean than really being focused on the application of the tools and the cost savings that might come on the back end.
Right, right. Yeah, we've talked a lot about the pandemic too, and just a lot of the uncertainties and, you know, struggles and challenges a lot of organizations have had to deal with over these last 2 years. From that standpoint, how do you feel like what we've learned these last 2 days, you know, lean in general, how do you feel that what we're talking about can help with the current status of the world or organizations? Anything in specifically?
Yeah, so there was something that Richard shared about when, as we enter this time of uncertainty coming out of the pandemic and now a little bit of economic uncertainty that's resulting from that. Organizations have a choice of whether or not they want to invest in processes and continuous improvement and building up their people. Mm-hmm. Lots of leadership changes and either attrition or turnover in organizations, that those leadership ranks have an opportunity, I think, to really invest in these principles and practices of lean to come out on the back end stronger. And I believe that the organizations that do that, that make the investments now, are going to be paid significant dividends in the future.
Absolutely. Oh, that's such a great point. What's one thing that you've personally learned here during this conference these last 2 days that you're going to take away and apply?
Yeah, so there was one of the breakout sessions or active learning sessions, we were talking about sustainable Kaizen. And just on the back end of really challenging the team that's involved to say, you know, how are you going to sustain it? I've been involved where we say, and here is the sustainment plan, right? And we're going to use these tools and these audit sheets and follow up, but really challenging the organization to say, you've been involved in the change. It's working better for you. How would you like to sustain it? And really let them go through that learning cycle. And if it doesn't work, like hold them accountable and say, well, that didn't work so well. How do we come back to that? So, you know, just a lot more people focused than tool focused.
Absolutely. Love it. Well, Chad, it's been great to meet you in person and get to know you across the aisle. If anybody wants to reach out and get a hold of you with some of the work that you do from a consulting perspective, where would they be able to connect with you?
Yeah, so most active platform is on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So you can link me up. It's Chad Bereither. That's B as in Bravo. So Bareither.
Okay.
Or also our website's a good funnel really to get back to LinkedIn.
Yeah, sure.
Bareithergroup.com, same spelling, so Bareither group.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Chad.
All right.
All right. I am with Lucas Apel from Grand River Aseptic Manufacturing. Lucas, we are at the annual summit for the MLC. What has been your feeling about this event so far?
Honestly, just being around so many people that are here to solve problems for everyone that works in this world. Like, that is why I'm in lean.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what makes me feel good about lean. And that's why I do what I do. And to be surrounded by those people that are also passionate about that change they want to do is the best part about being here.
Absolutely. Tell me about some of your conversations with some of the participants over the last 2 days. Have you had maybe one or two conversations that have impacted you in a big way since you've been here?
Well, I mean, I think one of the biggest impacts was just the keynote address on the first day. Mm-hmm. It was just Rich was such a great speaker, and just so many little things where I had those similar thoughts but maybe not fully put together, and he had them fully realized. And it was great. It was really great with the analogy with the plane, with the purpose and the joy. I mean, I remember when I was younger trying to get in, you know, crack myself into that management egg or so on like that. He was talking about I remember saying similar things like that in the interview, like, really, people need to learn to trust me. Mm. And that's the type of manager I want to be. And I remember being told that that was what didn't get me the job as a manager. And I remember being crushed by that.
Right.
And it took me, I hadn't even heard the term lean at that point in my career, I don't think.
Yeah.
And it took me a few more years of struggling through trying to figure out how to match my personal feelings with my career and how to get into that. And I found lean and fell into it and loved it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. So what's your one big takeaway from this event the last 2 days? What's one thing that you're walking away and you're saying, I'm going to apply this when I get back? Anything in particular?
I think it is really, really being there for people on the floor. We've tried to do that every day, and I feel bad because we do so much, but at the same time, we don't do enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's probably just being us as lean professionals too hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do better at that.
Well, Lucas, it's been great to meet you, and I'm glad you found a lot of value in the event this year.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, I am here with Mark Graben, and Mark, you were one of the keynotes for the event this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Patrick. And in fact, I shared that keynote spot with my colleague, Ken Siegel, who's the CEO of Value Capture. So
yes.
It was great to be able to present together with him.
Oh, and it was amazing. I loved how engaged everybody was. The short little video clips that you guys played, I don't want to steal your thunder. I want to allow you to give all the listeners kind of a quick summary or overview of your keynote. But I just thought the way that you guys presented it together, the way you bounced ideas off each other, I just felt like there was a ton of learning that was happening in the room just from everybody shaking their heads and, you know, throwing out ideas and different things. So can you, just for our listeners, can you just talk a little bit about your keynote, maybe just some high level points of what you guys covered?
Well, sure. And thanks for that, Patrick. You know, the title of the talk was, you know, it was focused on safety, or it's what it sounded like it was going to be, right? Seizing the workforce safety imperative and opportunity. It wasn't just about safety. It was really, I mean, I think a talk about leadership. I think it was a talk about operational excellence. And mm-hmm. So what we were sharing was what we call the quote unquote playbook of the late Paul O'Neill. He was the CEO at Alcoa for about 14 years. And during that time, there was a, if you will, a playbook that he used as a CEO, as a leader, that really focused on this idea of leading with safety, mm-hmm. using safety as a rallying cry, having, you know, expressing the idea and meaning it deeply that nobody should be hurt at work, that we're going to work towards zero harm. And that's the thing, right? It's work. It's not a slogan. It's not a program. Yet you have to put in the work, and putting in the work to help change the culture, to improve communication, to make it safe for people to speak up about things, to get better at problem solving, all of those things that you need to do to start driving injury and incidents down to zero turn out to be the same things you need to be doing to improve quality and customer satisfaction. And, you know, as we shared in the presentation, this isn't a matter of trade-offs, right? You could drive huge reductions in employee harm while the stock price is also going up 900%.
Yeah, those charts were crazy.
It's a pathway, as he called it, like this idea of leading with safety. And again, safety is like this moral imperative, but it's also this pathway to what Paul O'Neill called habitual excellence, right? Mm. So we are driving success across all measures of the organization, but again, people will rally around safety.
Right. I think you shared a quote, or you guys talked about the fact that it should be presented or looked at in the same way that we breathe. Like, it's not this extra program. It's not this add-on to what you're already doing. It's like, no, this is the way you should be approaching your work, right?
Yeah, I don't. And you mentioned those video clips. We used a bunch of clips from Paul O'Neill in a speech that he gave. But yeah, he used that phrase. I think, you know, I tried to draw a parallel in the talk. He would say, safety is a precondition. It's necessary. It's not a priority, because priority sounds like a choice. Priorities may change. So the parallel to breathing is that a precondition of being in front of a group or even doing the chat that we're doing here is mm-hmm. is breathing.
Right.
Breathing's not a priority. It's a precondition. Which I think is a really interesting way of putting it and thinking about it as really being just sort of foundational. And, you know, that was true at Alcoa. It's true. This approach worked when he was the Treasury Secretary, and they reduced harm in workers at the U.S. Mint. You think, you know, printing bills, pressing coins, like there could be a lot of different ways of getting injured. They reduced injuries 50% in the 2 years that he was Treasury Secretary. And we've seen similar outcomes in healthcare. Now you've got the dimension there of not just employee safety, but patient safety.
Right.
And using that Paul O'Neill leadership playbook as a way to drive really impressive improvements in healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. And we even had a pretty powerful conversation over lunch. We were talking about my company or your company specifically, thinking about, because I was kind of challenged to think, well, you know, in my business, we don't really have to worry about safety, but do we? You know, because then it was like, well, what about psychological? It's not just physical harm. What about psychologically? What, you know, so for those listeners that are out there and thinking, oh, we don't have a safety measure because we don't have machines. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you still shouldn't make safety a priority in your organization. Your team members still need to feel, you know, comfortable and safe. And you know, there's different ways that you can go about that. So I appreciated that challenge even back to me and the type of work that we're in. Mark, what, you know, this is a 2-day event, a lot of great value coming out of the event itself, you know, amazing speakers, some really, really great breakouts. Overall, what's been maybe your greatest takeaway from these last 2 days?
There were a lot of great sessions. I always enjoy, you know, the conversations and the opportunity to chat with people like you and others who work in different industries who are passionate about lean and what that leads to, right? You know, we're trying to drive, if not improvement, we're trying to drive excellence, and lean is, you know, a good way to get there. And, you know, I was impressed or struck by, you know, the keynote on day one, Rich Sheridan from Menlo Innovations. I've had a chance to visit his organization, a software company.
Yes.
Down in Ann Arbor about a decade ago. I've interviewed him twice on my Lean podcast now. And some of the parallels, like, he wasn't using the exact same language, but I think the spirit was very similar. When he talks about creating a workplace that helps lift the human spirit. I think that's close enough to a phrase that he used. It's not just enough to focus on the customer and their needs and delivering value. Like, we've also got to try to create a great workplace that, I mean, I would say safety is the minimum precondition. And then if we have safety, we can start aiming for joy. And that word that Rich uses in his books and in his talk, I think, that was something really interesting to reflect on. How are we creating an environment where people can really feel joy in what they're doing and what they're accomplishing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I think that was a powerful keynote as well. Just so many good speakers. I'm looking forward to next year. Mark, you have a couple podcasts that are out there. So for those that are listening today, if they are interested in another podcast, where can they go to find your podcast?
So I'm going to mention three. That's
perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. So one is the one I've been doing the longest. It's been 16 years now. It's called, it's a clunky name maybe, but it's called Lean Blog Interviews. You can search for that. So I've interviewed Rich Sheridan twice in that podcast, including very recently. There's a second one I started about 2 years ago called My Favorite Mistake. And I describe this one as being lean adjacent. Like, sometimes I've been able to talk to former Toyota people. It's a podcast where we talk about a lot of lean concepts without calling it lean, like learning from mistakes and how do we create that culture where, back to your point on psychological safety, how do we make it safe for people to speak up and point out a mistake or say, I made a mistake, and respond in a constructive, you know, way that leads to growth. So that's kind of the theme of My Favorite Mistake. Then there's a third one that I host on behalf of Value Capture. We call it Habitual Excellence. And there we're mostly interviewing leaders and people from healthcare who are working and doing great things to improve patient safety, staff safety, quality outcomes. And again, you know, it comes down to leadership, regardless of what industry that we're working in. Leadership and culture, systems and processes matter too, but I think leadership and culture are the key.
Absolutely. And we'll throw links to each of those podcasts in the show notes. So if anyone's interested to go check those out, just go to the show notes and you'll find those links. Mark, it's been great again to have you to have you here at the conference and to meet you in person. We were able to meet for the first time here. We've been talking to each other since COVID hit, well, before COVID even, and we finally were able to connect in person. So it's been great to see you, and I appreciate you being here at the event.
Well, thank you. I appreciate, talking face-to-face in person instead of through Zoom. And, thank you, through your company and through the podcast sponsoring the event. Really appreciate that, too.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. All right. I am with Kathy Stewart from Grand River Aseptic Manufacturing, and we are at the summit, the Michigan Lean Consortium Summit. Tell me a little bit about what your experience has been while you've been here the last couple days.
Yeah. This is my first year attending, so I didn't really know what to expect coming into this week. But it's been really exciting to be surrounded by so many other professionals that are passionate about lean and have the same ideas that we do. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. What did you think of the keynotes? So we had a couple keynotes. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, I love the keynotes, especially the first day. Brought so much energy to the first day. And Rich had that visual of the airplane lifting off the ground. Oh, man, I love that visual. It was great.
Powerful.
Yes.
And then takeaways. What are your takeaways for the conference itself? Do you have one or two takeaways that you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I have a specific takeaway to the breakout session I had with you.
Perfect.
So I loved the ignorance iceberg that you presented on, and I think it's a wonderful representation of the distance between our upper management and our floor workers.
So true.
And how valuable our floor workers are and how much we need to leverage their knowledge and their experience. And the people who are up at the top of our organization, they have 30, 40 years of experience within the organization, but they're so far removed that we really need to look to those floor workers for
Absolutely.
Our improvement projects.
And what's one thing that you're going to do to make that happen?
Yeah, I am going to make sure that I go out and I talk to my floor workers and get their ideas and get their perspective on any improvement project I want to implement. It's not going to work unless they're on board.
So true. And that creates such a great buy-in with your team as well when you're involving them in the solution. So
yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks, Kathy. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's wonderful meeting you.
All right, I am here with Kevin Olds from the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. He is also on the board of directors at the Michigan Lean Consortium, and we are at the Michigan Lean Consortium annual summit in Traverse City, Michigan. Kevin, what do you think so far?
I'm actually amazed at the turnout.
Yeah.
I've been on the board of directors now for 3 years, trying to figure out a way to put this back together after the events that, with the pandemic and everything, and we didn't have one in 2020, didn't have one in 2021, and we said, we've got to pull it off in 22. And so I'm just amazed. We got over 100 people here, so it's
amazing.
It's awesome.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about the MMTC. What do you guys do?
Sure. Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center is the state of Michigan's manufacturing extension partnership. So every state in the country has an MEP center. MMTC is the center for the state of Michigan. And so we're a nonprofit organization that provides a lot of training, not just lean, but we do Six Sigma training, we do project management, we do leadership skills. We do a lot of different types of assessments, free and low-cost assessments for looking at just doing Gemba walks, right, and walking through an organization and identifying opportunities for small to medium-sized manufacturers primarily.
Very nice.
We recognize that small and medium-sized manufacturers don't always have the resources that larger organizations do, and so we like to be partners and just kind of saddle up next to them and kind of help them through those tough situations.
Nice. That's so much needed, especially right now. So thank you for what you guys do. So as far as the event, we're in day one right now. We've had one keynote, and then we had some breakout sessions. What's been maybe one takeaway, one aha moment, or maybe your favorite part so far?
So I really loved the Richard Sheridan this morning with his keynote. He talked about the whole I'm an aviation guy. I come from an aerospace background. And so his relation of the aircraft taking off with the sense of purpose and the energy of the employees being the lift of the organization, I think that really rung true to me.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by the booth, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I am with Rich Sheridan, and Rich Sheridan is the keynote speaker for the Michigan Lean Consortium Annual Conference 2022. Rich, it's amazing to have you here. I've been to Menlo myself a number of times. Love visiting, love the work that you guys are doing through Menlo. Before we talk about the conference, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and Menlo, what you guys do?
You bet. Great to be here, Patrick. Good to see you again. Menlo is a custom software design and development firm that's pretty well known for its culture now. That's why thousands of people come and visit us. For all of our 21 years, we've worked very collaboratively with one another. We work two to a computer. We switch these pairs every 5 business days. And the human energy alone that results from that kind of combination, the kind of learning that happens, results in great software being built. And that's what our customers are looking to us for.
Love that. And yesterday, you were the keynote speaker here at the conference, and I thought it was amazing. I've actually heard you speak a number of times, and every time I hear you speak, you have a new story. You are the chief storyteller at Menlo, but you have a new story, and I have my favorites, but it was amazing. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about what you talked about yesterday?
Yeah, I compared the forces at work on a human organization to the forces at work on an airplane. That as leaders, we need to focus on how do we increase the lift of human energy, overcoming the weight of bureaucracy? How do we make sure our organizations are focused on the thrust of purpose? And how do we overcome the drag of fear that's so pervasive in organizations? And if we can get those forces in the right balance, our little corporate aircraft can get off the ground successfully, reliably, and safely every single day.
Such a powerful concept. And obviously, you wrapped that with some amazing stories of experiences that you've had. Speaking of experiences, how has your experience been with the event these last 2 days?
Well, number one, it's great to be in person again.
Yes, I'm with you there.
After a few years away, I was amazed that the number of attendees that came. I think there's a lot of people out there yearning to be together again, And I think that this conference never disappoints.
Yes,
the people here are passionate. There is great experience in the room, and there's new people learning.
That's
alongside
right.
these experienced people. The keynotes, the breakouts, the discussions in the hallways, the discussions afterwards. Here's a lot of dedicated professionals who are simply trying to make their organizations work better.
That's right. And you can't beat the views either.
Traverse
City is beautiful this time of year.
You know, as I told the crowd yesterday, for those of us who are in Michigan, being up in this area kind of messes with your mind because you think you're on vacation, but you're working and you look out and you see this beautiful venue that we're at right on the shore of Grand Traverse Bay. You just can't beat it.
Yeah. Rich, if anyone's interested to learn more about Menlo or even, you know, potentially book you for a speaking event or whatever it might be, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if you just go to the website, menloinnovations.com, you can book a tour. You can come and see us virtually. That's a new offering since the pandemic hit.
Yes.
Obviously, you can come to see us in person as well.
Yes.
And I love to get around the world and share a story of joy in the context of work. So if they want to book me, they can reach out to my team from that website.
That's great. Our team has actually done both the in-person tour and the virtual tour, and I would actually recommend both because you learn a little bit in each about what Menlo does and how you've responded, you know, through the pandemic and the things that have happened over these last couple of years. So I would definitely recommend reaching out to you, Rich, and coming out and visiting Menlo. It's been great to have you. I'm going to close up right now, and I just appreciate you and you being here to speak. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lean Solutions Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to subscribe. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. If you feel so inclined, please give us a review. Thank you so much.